The radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Hey, Islamic nations, don't worry. We don't view you through a lens of terror any longer. That's the message the White House is trying to send to Islamic nations. The administration attempting to do so by removing the use of words like Islamic Jihad and Islamic extremism from the lexicon of the war on terror. This administration is making dangerous moves, sending signals to our enemies that we are not serious about this war. These folks in Washington do not know the enemy. Those comments from Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, and Fox News military analyst on with WFLA, Tampa, Florida. He continued, "This is amazing. Ambiguity is so important here. Why we want to put specificity on this stuff so the enemies know our plan simply boggles my mind. When our enemies see a weak horse, they're going to take action." Also buzzing today, Tiger Woods, back in the game. Today, day one of the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. What are fans saying about Tiger's return?
Well, I think it's great that he's back. It's all about the game here, and I think it's good that he's back in the game.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has been speaking with many of our Fox News Radio affiliates across the country, reporting that Tiger is ready to go. He's had enough time to practice and ample coaching from his hired experts. Not every golf expert thinks that's the case. He's been away for too long. And if you talk to a non-golf fan, the 5 months off is like the off-season for any other sport. Tiger says that he's confident he'll win. At least that's what he said on Monday to a crowd of reporters. Only time will tell. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.